Happy Wednesday again. This is Culture Part 1. We're still waiting on our last panel member to make it to the stage, so I'm not going to announce him yet. Way to be last minute there, bud. But I'm excited because this is only my second panel to lead solo, so we'll see how it goes. The last one went really well. We'll see how this goes. But if you're here tonight and this is your first time, this isn't typically what our Wednesday nights look like. We've been doing a special series this summer, like I said. Everything we're covering is stuff that has been texted into us and then formatted into a question that can be answered in a service. So none of this came out of Pastor Justin or my head. It's all stuff from you, and we're just kind of regurgitating what you wanted to know about. So on my left for our panel tonight is Mrs. Danae Fay, my wife. She's pretty awesome. Back in the cage playing with the computer is Mr. Tyler Batten. He'll be up here shortly. So let's give him a round of applause. And then to my right is Mr. Aaron McTeer. He is a youth leader here as well. So let's give Aaron a round of applause. And thank all three of them for being part of the panel. How we're going to approach this tonight is, first, there are no dumb questions, so we're not going to give you any dumb answers. There wasn't any questions when we were looking through this saying, no, that's too stupid, we're not going to answer that. No, I mean, there were some crazy ones that came in, but we answered everything you wanted to ask, so there's no dumb questions, no dumb answers. We're not going to try to simplify complex issues with a cliche. And then we are going to welcome any and all questions. And that is an awesome ringtone, Trevor Batten. Awesome. Tell her to call back later. And then we welcome any and all questions tonight. If you have a question during the service, you can text "just ask" and then your question to 27138, and I'll get them up here, and we'll answer them as we go. So most of the time, when a question is answered, more questions are spawned. So, Halo, if you have a question, text it in, just ask, space, then your question to 27138, and we'll get that answered for you. How we're going to answer any question that comes up here tonight. First and foremost, if it can be answered directly from the Bible, we're going to answer it directly from the Bible. It's the basis of all we do, so if it can be found there, we'll do it. There are some things that the Bible doesn't directly deal with, so if there's a principle we can find in the Bible, we'll relate it back to Scripture through a principle. So they didn't have TVs in the Bible, so if there had been a question, what's the best TV, we would try to find a principle. If no principle can be found, we will give our opinion. And then if we don't have any of the above, we'll say, I don't know. Which we've only had to do that a couple of times this summer, and we have done it. We're not afraid to say, I don't know, if we don't know. Oh, welcome to the stage, Tyler. About time. All right. So the first question that we got tonight and that we'll start out with, and we've got some ground to cover with it before we turn it to the panel, is it a sin to cuss? Which words are okay to use? So is it a sin to cuss, and which words are okay to use? So we're going to go to James 3, 1 through 12, and that is in the Bible, on page 870. Yes, it's in the Bible. All right, so give you a second to get there. If this is your first time and you don't have a Bible, you can take that Bible home. It's our gift to you. If this isn't your first time, stop being a chump and bring your own Bible. So, all right, James 3, 1 through 12. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness, for we all stumble in many ways. And if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. If we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we will bless the Lord our Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessings and cursings, my brother. These things ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt pond yield fresh water. So, in case you didn't track through all that, here's what that passage was saying as far as taming the tongue. First off, to not stumble in speech is to be perfect, able to control all. And that's in verse 2. Though the tongue is small, it is a great impact. Small things can cause big damage. Mankind can control nearly everything but their speech. Can you bless God and curse others with the same mouth? And what you say speaks about who you are. So on the whole topic of cussing and what comes out of our mouth and how we speak and how we live our lives through what we speak, this verse, like, we could just focus on this verse alone, and it deals strongly with the issue. But to that point, there's some confusion that's come into the church today as far as, well, oh, what is the difference between cursing and cussing? And, oh, I'm not cursing that person, I'm just cussing. There's a difference. The Bible doesn't say cussing, it just says cursing, and it's true. But let's define what a curse is for you, just so we're on the same page. Curse is to cause injury or harm by means of a statement regarded as having some supernatural power, often because a deity or supernatural force has been evoked. So curse is Harry Potter, cuss is Jay-Z. There's a big difference between the two. So just so we're all on the same page there with the cursing and cussing. But what we're going to be dealing with is both. The Bible doesn't specifically say what cuss words are and talk specifically to cussing. But there are principles in the Bible that we can apply to how we live our lives and how we carry out our speech. So let's go to Colossians 3, 5 through 8, and that'll be up on the screen for you so you don't have to flip to it. But Colossians says, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these things, the wrath of God is coming, and these you too once walked when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Ephesians 4:29 puts it this way: let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Ephesians 5:4, let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. A major passage that deals with this and we can go to for this topic is in Matthew. It's Matthew 15:10-20. And he called the people, starting in verse 10, to him and said, hear and understand, it is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles a person. And he said, are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone. So Jesus was talking to people about how they had different rules and regulations back then of what defiled people, what made you clean and unclean. And Jesus laying it out here. He's saying it's not what's on the outside and how you look and what you do. It's what comes, what you've put into you, that will come back out. So that leads us, we're going to break this question down a little bit into which words are okay to use. So which words are okay to use was part of the question there. and Ephesians 4:29, we're going to go back to there. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up as it fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And we'll reference the Matthew, just the last part of it in 15:18-20. But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and it defiles a person. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a person. When asking how you live your lives and what is appropriate, Jesus was saying that we need to focus more on the inside, not on the outside. So he reiterated that point several times while he was living on the earth, walking with the disciples, because people wanted to know, what can I do to get to heaven? What's wrong? What's right? And he addressed it plainly there. So we're going to say not so much what can't you say, but does what you're saying sound and feel like Jesus? So we're not going to give you a list of these are the words you can and cannot say, but we're going to simply start the conversation by prefacing, does what you're saying sound and feel like Jesus? Let's take a further look into the Bible in the New Testament and break this down a little more. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So what we are going to think about, what we put into us, comes out of us. Anything you put in comes out. I mean, you can see that just with your food. Whatever you put into you is going to come out of you. But even more so with what we entertain ourselves in, what we put in, what we allow ourselves to build ourselves up in. So what you can ask yourself is, what's coming out of your mouth? Is it good for building up? Is it fit for every occasion? Does it give grace to those who hear? Or does it defile? Does it have evil thoughts, murder, slander, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, or slander? If it has any of those things, it goes into the evil category of thoughts and motives, which everything that is evil can be defined by one of those things. So what comes out of your mouth reveals a lot about who you are on the inside. So how you're talking and caring and allowing yourself to be shown to the world through your speech and through your conduct, which that's the thing people are going to notice. You can tell them you're one way, but if you're living and talking and speaking another, that's what's really going to show up. So, and this would include if we're doing all the good things that Christ has called us to do, this would mean that cursing and cussing should not be coming from our mouths. So we're going to throw this to the panel now and allow them to give some thoughts on the subject. And again, you can text your questions to just ask your question in 27138.
I think this is really loud. Okay, so I think for me, when I was your guys' age, I struggled with this a lot. But now that I'm older and wiser, no, I'm teasing. But first of all, I'll just say that I think if you're kind of asking, you know, what words are right and wrong to use, I think you're already in a place where it's kind of like, what's the point of it? Like, if you're already testing, like, where's the line and what can I do and what not, I think it's more of a heart issue at that point. So you already might need to check yourself. So, but at the same time, I think a lot of times, you know, the church and everything can focus a lot on the words. But, I mean, if you're mad and upset and have, oh, hi Meredith. If you have your heart like in the wrong spot, then you can make something way worse without using a cuss word, just by how the feeling are that you have like in your heart saying some words. So, you know, if you're really upset and just blow up on someone, you know, it can be a lot worse than just saying a word or something. So I just think if you're caught up on the words, that you kind of need to evaluate where you're at and just check yourself before you wreck yourself. And one thing, this might just be myself being an old soul, but my dad always said that people who use a lot of cuss words are simple-minded and don't have a good vocabulary. So old people think that too. So I'll leave you with that.
Kind of what Tyler was saying. So much we get wrapped up in, well, I didn't say this word, but, you know, calling somebody a pile of crap is still, in my opinion, you know, cursing that person because it's more of a hard issue at that point. You know, my parents always... All right. My mom always said it best, you know, whenever... At times whenever we cuss, there's always, like, a better word that we could use for a situation. You know, I've found... Obviously, I've cussed before. You know, if you've ever... Yeah, I know. Believe it or not.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm kind of what you would call a saint, but, you know, besides that, I'm just kidding. Anyway, if you've ever worked or, you know, had school or whatnot, sometimes it'll happen. You'll kind of be like, well, crap, I said that. But you can always trace back to those times and say there was a better way I could have, you know, handled that approach, better word I could have used. And, you know, it's kind of one of the things I was putting in perspective. A lot of you guys are going to start dating soon if you're not already. You know, whenever you go over to your, you know, guys, for example, when you go over to your girlfriend's house and you meet her dad, if you guys are talking sports and he makes fun of your team for losing or something, you know, it's better to say, yeah, they played like crap as opposed to, oh, yeah, they played like, and then, you know, throw the cuss word out there. Because immediately it's going to bring a screeching halt, most likely. And, you know, after you leave, the dad's going to look at the girl and be like, wow, you picked a winner. Not really. So, you know, use discretion on that. One of the best stories I have is a guy I work with. I work at FedEx, and it's a pretty high stressful job over there. A lot of, basically, we load trucks, everything, and yeah, it's fast paced, and it can be quite stressful. I had a guy that I worked next to that, not one time, even whenever he would be getting a rush, you know, having to scan and load package after package, not one time did he ever cuss. And he is the only person over at that job I've ever seen do that. And this is a place where most of my employees are happily atheist or agnostic. They don't really, you know, they don't find any point in religion or whatnot. But yet they even took notice and said, yeah, Adam never says anything bad about anything. And I find that really awesome because I find myself kind of envious because I wish that I would have been that guy that they would have mentioned that about. But I'm not because I have slipped. But ever since I started hearing that said about him, it's really changed my heart on the issue because I want to be that guy that non-Christians can look at and say, you know, Aaron's set apart because that's what Jesus called us to be. So, you know, little things like your speech can really set you guys apart in your schools. And just remember that.
Yeah, awesome.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Thanks. I would just say, bottom line, be respectful to other people. And I wrote, what's offensive to your family might not be the same thing for other families. Like when you go over to a friend's house or just visiting with your friends. I remember going to some friends' houses when I was younger, and I felt like I couldn't say anything because they were so strict. And my parents are pretty strict, but it seems like there's always someone that's still going to be offended no matter what you say. So taking that away, I would just say be respectful in every situation because you don't know why. I mean, every family is different. They have their own beliefs. But it's important for you to learn the character to just submit to that and say, okay, well, I'm going to respect that, and I'm not going to, you know, do that in front of you. So that's just what I have to say. Be respectful.
Awesome.
All right. Well, I think that pretty well covers it. We'll